Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 51. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 56. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday, with highs around 60. 54, chance of rain Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has issued a new legal opinion yesterday stating that a section of state law that grants in-state tuition to non-citizens is in violation of federal law. Kobach said yesterday in a press release that Kansas is in violation of federal law when it comes to granting in-state tuition to non-citizens. He said the federal government is cracking down on states that are violating this law, and Kansas could be next. Kobach said that seven states have already been sued and the federal government has already prevailed in two of the cases. A Topeka man was arrested Monday in connection with a DUI after a motorcycle crash. Two motorcycles were involved. The female motorcycle driver was treated for minor injuries. The male motorcyclist did not sustain any injuries. As a result of the investigation, Topeka police booked 26-year-old Patrick Foster into the Shawnee County Jail in connection with DUI. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Who wants to go wheeling? Here at Truck Stuff, we like to go off-road and know many of you do too. Now is a great time to get your rig ready with some bigger wheels and tires, get it lifted or axles trussed, new gears, or even some locally made rock sliders. We can also get your whip lights and recovery gear or even the hitch for your tow rig. We have interest-free financing through Snap, so come see us today at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Salina City Commissioners have decided to help fund the building of a nonprofit recycling center after postponing the consideration. On Monday's meeting, the decision was made to fund Reuse It Salina for a total amount of $162,500 from the Solid Waste Fund. This amount does not include interest. The owners of Reuse It stated they'll generate about $30,000 a month to bring a positive cash flow. From there, Reuse It will be self-sustaining. A new lottery game will have its official drawing in Kansas this month with a chance for players to win $1 million a year for life. Corey Thone with the Kansas Lottery announced in a press release that starting this month, people can play the new Millionaire for Life game. The first drawing will take place on Sunday, February 22nd. People will only be able to buy 10 draws of Lucky for Life on a single ticket as the game approaches its end date. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state health department say that they are concerned about the ongoing spread of flu season, saying that the peak of flu season has even yet to hit across the state. At the same time, local health departments are concerned about other viruses that may be spreading throughout communities. As according to Nebraska.tv, they say that the measles has resurfaced in the Lincoln, Nebraska area after testing for the measles in wastewater of the community. According to the health officials, they say the measles was found in a sample that was collected back on the 26th of January at the Lincoln's Teresa Street Water Resource Recovery Facility, where the department collects the wastewater samples every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, saying with a measles case being confirmed, health officials are conducting contact tracing and review vaccination status within the community. Health officials in the area say that those that may be unvaccinated will be recommended to stay at home for 21 days to help prevent the further spread of the measles. The measles virus often presents itself with symptoms similar to the flu or COVID-19. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frontier Development Group approached Marysville City Council Monday asking revision of a lease agreement for development of the Castor Block commercial buildings, including residential development of the second and third floors for 12 apartment units. Their ask was consideration of an outright purchase of the property. Tyler Holloman outlined the process, which began in 2023 and went forward after a request for proposal came back with selection of a group. They have since received considerable grant funding, including community development block grants, a rooms grant, historic tax credits, and others. Holloman indicated that an initial $2 to $2.5 million budget has now doubled to some $4 to $4.5 million, primarily due to gaining approval of a state fire marshal for a commercial sprinkler system that would serve everything from the basement up, including first floor commercial space. Additional work required, including new roofs, complete infrastructure, and accessibility, necessitate a private partner investment that would allow federal tax credit funding. Council members expressed reservation with city liability, long-term control if the project is completed and managed accordingly. It was also noted the Kester Block was a gift to the city. When asked the price, the developer alluded to a $10,000 figure. Under the proposal, Frontier would remain in charge of construction and operations. It was also noted that rental prices for businesses on the block and the apartments would increase some as well. Holloman said the appraised value is $1.5 million. A motion to sell the Kester Block commercial buildings for $10,000 was made. Mayor Todd Fry advised some counsel with the city attorney in finalizing a decision. Jeff Keating spoke in favor of the improvements planned, filling a housing void and relieving the city of landlord responsibility. The mayor then asked for more discussion while Keating pushed for a vote. Upon advice of a city attorney, it was recommended that Frontier draft an agreement that could be reviewed with a special meeting to be set for further consideration. A motion to move forward was then approved unanimously with a special meeting to be determined. Youth Advisory Council Representative Emily Rockwell summarized recent discussion outlining a process for selection of candidates for next year. Applications will be shared at a high school with interviews sometime this spring. Ideas were to design a city flag, create a crossing guard program for U.S. 36 Highway, and get members involved in community projects. Approval was given for $5,000 to fund roughly 20% of the cost to host community development specialist Jeff Siegler, who promotes the power of space to foster city pride. A series of meetings with volunteers, the business community, city officials, nonprofits, churches, youth, and others will be planned March 23rd through the 26th. Jeff Siegler had previously visited Marysville with a well-attended Saturday morning session a year ago. A budget just over $21,000 in improvements to the One Marysville office, which is housed in the city-owned former police building at 7th and Broadway, was presented with a request for city funding $15,000 of the cost through the Transient Guest Tax Fund. That was approved unanimously. A memo was provided regarding city snow removal policies with a recommendation that fees be waived from a recent snowstorm, as the city was criticized for not clearing city-owned sidewalks first and appropriately within the specified time frame. Council went back and forth as to their intent in bringing up the concern. City crews were dispatched to remove snow from private properties which had been reported to the city, and bills were sent at a rate of $182 for a crew of two at a minimum of 1 hour. Current city policy requires removal within 12 hours after snowfall stops, but the city will not begin the 12-hour clock until all city-owned properties are cleared first. An itemized bill with one-time forgiveness noted will be mailed to properties cleared after the January snowstorm. City Administrator reported that work has begun on the opposite side of a South US 77 improvement project, which still will be open to one-lane traffic for several months near the city park and high school. City staff had recently visited animal shelters in several area communities, determining that a location of approximately a full city block, isolated from nearby residences, would be required for a 60 by 80 square foot facility. Suggested locations were the Airport Industrial Park and North 7th Street Corridor at Calhoun Street near Bruce's Body Shop. Action items are to contact an operating partner for such a program and gather additional input before construction. No idea as to cost has been determined. Recommendations from various committee meetings were heard by council. John L. Schuchert, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for John Schuchert. Twyla J. Boyd, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 28th. And a graveside service will be held April 25th at the Beatty Union Cemetery, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Twyla Boyd.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, jetting off to some popular vacation spot, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg. And United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Then staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly sunny skies throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some rain showers may continue off and on throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s. And some rain showers possible in a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain showers are possible throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then some rain showers may continue off and on throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. And more sunshine throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 42, record high on this date 76. The average low 18, the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening at 5:58.
Need a car for an out-of-town trip or just while yours gets fixed? Conover Auto Sales in Marysville has awesome rental options, clean rides, great prices, and super friendly service. Whether it's a quick errand or a weekend getaway, they've got your wheels ready. Rentals available at Conover Auto Sales in Marysville.
What goes around comes around is never truer than on Recycling Day. A look at what becomes of those weekly discards today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 11th, the 42nd day of the year. Thomas Edison was born on this day, and in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison in South Africa. You dutifully set your recyclables on the curb every week or two, but have you ever wondered what becomes of those materials? Much of it finds its way right back into our homes. Newspaper gets reincarnated as egg cartons, home insulation, or kitty litter. Metal cans become bicycle and car parts, appliances, and steel beams. Soda bottles are turned into carpeting, polar fleece, and sleeping bag insulation. And milk and juice bottles turn into fun stuff like patio decking, stadium seats, and even frisbees. A few facts to give some new perspective on Recycling Day. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing momentum of the Kansas Jayhawks and topping the number one team in the nation with Arizona just a couple days ago, Flory Badunga has now been tabbed as the Big 12 Player of the Week. According to KSNT News, they say it is the first time in his collegiate career where he has been labeled as the Player of the Week, as the sophomore player did average 14.9 points and 8.9 rebounds per game so far in the 2025-26 basketball season, shooting 68.4% from the floor and putting him third in the country in the category. He also scored a total of 14 points against number 13 Texas Tech and 17 points against Utah this past week. The Jayhawks right now are just a few games behind Arizona, sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference, as they now head on the road to take on number 5 with the Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday, Valentine's Day, with a tip-off at noon. Kansas State basketball is back in action tonight, where they have their tip-off at 8 p.m. as they are at home taking on Cincinnati. Mid-America Network Sports.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
With baseball season here, Emporia State University's baseball team says they're embracing the, quote, underdog role for the 2026 season after having their opener this past week with a 4-0 weekend win over Tucson, Arizona, and saying they are looking forward to what could happen in the season with many of the players returning from the past season and having a lot more experience under their belt.
I learned a long time here from my former coach, Bob Frenelli. The three things we talk about is our attitude, our effort, and how hard we're going to compete every day. And then we are, and I think all our alumni know what that means. And it's time for us to go out there and prove that.
I think we're just going to kind of put our head down and work. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't know much about this team. We're trying to turn things around right now, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised what they see on the field this year.
It's been a strong open for the team so far, with their three opening games outscoring their opponents 55-17 overall. At the same time, one of their players has also been named their preseason All-American by D2 Baseball Nationwide. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tuesday night basketball action. Marysville girls fell to Silver Lake 65-35. Valley Heights girls up into Clay Center 55-22.
Concordia took Chapman 65-60, Rock Creek over Abilene 68-46. In our broadcast feature, Washington County girls fell at Blue Valley 46-20. Hanover beat Clifton Clyde 59-49. Axtell over Pawnee City 58-18. Frankfort girls fell to Centralia 63-22. Lynn took Onega 56-27. Boys action, Silver Lake over Marysville 62-41. Valley Heights fell to Clay Center 71-39. Concordia took Chapman 65-60, Rock Creek over Abilene 76-47. Washington County boys fall at Blue Valley 79-54. Hanover took Clifton Clyde 64-48. Axtell 100, Pawnee City 29. Frankfort fell to Centralia 67-54. Lynn beat Onega 50-34.
It was a clean sweep for the Blue Valley Rams over the Washington County Tigers on a Tuesday night from Randolph. In our girls' game, it was all Blue Valley, 46-20. Rams led by 10 at the end of the first quarter and never looked back, paced by Bradley Brockman with a dozen, 10 from Brendlin Brockman. Blue Valley girls advanced to 14-7, 4-3, while Washington County falls to 4-16, 0-8, as Blue Valley wins the girls' contest 46-20. In the boys' contest, same story. All Blue Valley, they jumped out to a 20-point halftime lead and never looked back en route to a 79-54 victory, their highest point total of the season. Blue Valley was faced with four players in double figures, led by Aaron Ennis with 20, Jaron Brenner with 15. Chase Gross pitched in 20 in the losing effort for Washington County, but fell 79-54. Blue Valley moves on to 11-10, 4-3 in league, while Washington County drops to 6-15, 1-7 in league play. Clean sweep for the Blue Valley Rams over Washington County on a Tuesday night. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasty.
Pair of State ranked 318 came to town, Silver Lake girls and boys defeating Marysville in Tuesday night action. Silver Lake boys took the nightcap 62-41 as Marysville struggled offensively all night long, trailed by a dozen at halftime. Standout Dane Johnson with 35 points, leading Silver Lake scoring. Hunter Rooks double figures with 13 as the Eagles improved 14-4. Marysville led by Ty Mosier with 14. Cole Ringstorff off the bench with 11. Marysville boys fall to 6-11. Silver Lake girls win 65-35. Marysville stayed with and tied into the first quarter, but it was all Lady Eagles after that. Faced by senior standout Kaylin Heaney with 22 points. Karis Deiter in double figures with 20. Eagles improved to 16-1. No one in double figures for Marysville, falling to 6-11, a 65-35 loss. Jeff West coming in Thursday. Chapman's here on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
Hamish Trucking Incorporated knows what winters look like, and the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams are surely it. Good luck, Thunder. Bring on the winning streak. From your fans at Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Western National Bank is excited to see the Axtell Eagles and Southern Raiders take on the competition at this week's winter sporting events. These talented athletes are raring to go. Good luck from your fans at Western National Bank, proudly serving 11 locations in Nebraska and Kansas, member FDIC.
Nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like a fresh bouquet of roses, and nothing is more disappointing than when the necks of those roses wilt and ruin the display. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fortunately, there's an easy cure. Remove the roses from their vase, recut the stems, and submerge the whole rose, stem, leaves, flowers, and all, in a sink or tub of warm water. Leave the roses submerged for 30 minutes. Use that time to clean and refill the vase with fresh water and a bit of floral preservative. Recut the stems on a slant, underwater if possible, and place the roses back in the vase. And preserve a few of your favorite roses. Gather a few stems together with a rubber band. Use a spring-loaded clothespin to hang the bundles upside down in a warm, dark place to dry. Or remove the petals, spread them on newspaper, and allow them to dry. Add some essential oil or lavender to create potpourri, or store your rose petals in a clear container to remind you of your Valentine bouquet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine a building project that involved moving 7,000 large stones across the Atlantic Ocean to reconstruct a building that was about 400 years old. That's what happened in this small town, and it was all done to honor a man and a speech. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech in Fulton, Missouri in March of 1946 proved prophetic as he foresaw the rise of communism as a challenge to the West. In the 1960s, to honor the Prime Minister and the words shared here, Westminster College had a novel idea.
Why don't we bring over from London a ruined, bombed out church from World War II? It was nearly all but destroyed in World War II, and reconstruct it in the heartland of America at Westminster College to honor Churchill's speech.
As Tim Riley explains, a church destroyed during the German Blitz, gutted but still standing in London, was selected for the memorial.
7,000 stones were carefully dismantled in London, numbered, put back together here in Fulton. The Times of London called it the greatest jigsaw puzzle in the history of architecture.
The church had roots that dated to the 12th century. It had been rebuilt in the 1600s after the Great London Fire, then bombed out during World War II. It was moved here in the 1960s. Churchill spoke of the project.
He said, "What a fitting way to commemorate my Iron Curtain speech in Fulton." So he knew about it. He didn't live to see the project completed in 1969. He died in 65.
Today, the beautiful old stone church stands on campus in honor of the speech delivered here and remembers the man who helped lead the Allied forces during World War II.
It's a little bit like a presidential library for a British prime minister. We look at Churchill's early years in the 1890s, his young soldier, his time in World War I, of course, the World War II years. And then, of course, what happened here is featured prominently in our galleries.
And in front of the church is a section of the Berlin Wall, a symbol of the Iron Curtain that Churchill predicted in his famous speech at this spot in 1946. Traveling the countryside in Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
This Valentine's Day, treat your sweetheart to something they'll truly love. A delicious meal at TKB Diner. Enjoy a special for two for a $65 Valentine's dinner featuring your choice of prime rib or Casey strip, plus two sides, a fresh roll, and dessert. From hearty comfort food to classic favorites, it's the perfect place to slow down and enjoy time together. Make Valentine's Day simple, cozy, and memorable at TKB Diner, where great food brings people together.
Horses have a long hair coat and a layer of fat under their skin as insulation against cold. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. There are times they might need an extra blanket to keep warm as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 700-4. Right-sized, approachable, easy to drive, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. And right now, get up to $1,500 in Honda bonus bucks on select Pioneer 700 models, plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
My parents have miniature horses. This time of year, they're fat and fluffy with a long hair coat and like to be out in the cold weather despite having a cozy shed to stay in. There are blankets made to help keep horses warm, but most don't need them.
Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses have a natural insulating layer of fat and a thick hair coat to keep them warm. However, there may be times when you're dependent on a blanket to do what nature does. A sick, very young, or very old horse might benefit from the extra protection. Show horses that have their winter coat clipped for showing would too. Swinker says it's very important to make sure you get the right size so it doesn't rub the skin raw if it's too tight or get caught in the hooves if the blanket is too loose. Measure the horse from the point of the shoulders to the point of the rump.
One size isn't always the same, so ask if you could open it up and remeasure the blanket. If you have, let's say, a saddlebred or an Arabian with a level croup, you don't want to get one that's made for a quarter horse with a sloping rump, because it'll be rubbing it back there. So you want to try to pick brands that are made for that type of horse.
If the horse will be turned out in wet weather and it's in mud all the time, make sure the blanket is waterproof.
The bad thing is, if that blanket gets wet and it's sitting on the horse wet, now the hair underneath is wet, so the insulation of their hair's gone. The blanket's chilled and it's laying on them. There's no insulation left. You don't want to do that. That's really unhealthy for the horse.
Learn more about blanketing a horse at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
If you get sick or suffer an injury, a hospital emergency room may not be the best place to go. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Emergency rooms are designed for life-threatening situations like chest pain, severe trauma, or trouble breathing. Urgent cares, on the other hand, are intended for non-life-threatening needs such as minor injuries, infections, or flu symptoms. The cost gap can be dramatic. A visit to urgent care often costs far less than an ER visit, sometimes saving hundreds or even thousands over time. That's money that can instead support your family, create margin, or be given generously. Stewardship isn't only about big decisions, it's about everyday wisdom. When we understand how systems work and choose carefully, we honor God with the resources He's entrusted to us. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center hopes everyone remembers the troops serving America by sending them cards and letters of encouragement. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
KNDY.
The agriculture sector has room to grow as an energy producer. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For decades, American crop farmers have been producing feedstocks for ethanol, biodiesel, and more recently, says former Penn State Ag and Biological Engineering Professor Tom Richard, farmers are looking to generate fossil fuel replacements.
Today, our electric grid has about 40% non-fossil energy in it. That's not all solar and wind. In fact, very little of it is right now, less than 10%. Half of that 40% that's non-fossil is nuclear, and another 10% is hydroelectric. But solar and wind are gaining fast.
Richard says farmers are also turning waste into bio-based fuels and trying new crops with potential uses for energy production.
We can think about agriculture as a way to take more carbon out of the atmosphere and use it to substitute for fossil energy, not just with some of those liquid fuels that we use today, but getting beyond manure to actually looking at other crops for biogas production and renewable natural gas production.
And says Richard, farmers are exploring ways to save energy. Precision agriculture, for example, can eliminate over-application of fertilizers, one of the biggest energy costs in a farming operation. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
A salute during FFA month from Sunflower Community Credit Union, Washington Veterinary Clinic, and Valley Vet Supply.
Hi, my name is Kinsley Gillig. I'm a senior at Valley Heights High School and I'm currently the president of the Valley Heights FFA chapter. My favorite CDE to participate in is livestock judging, as I have grown up showing cattle and evaluating livestock. FFA helps students build leadership, confidence, and real-world skills for any career. You don't need a farm background, you just need a willingness to get involved and the desire to try something new.
A salute during FFA month from Sunflower Community Credit Union, Washington Veterinary Clinic, and Valley Vet Supply.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. According to Megan Hughes of K-State Research and Extension, Kansas land values are entering a period of measured movement as we head into 2026. While values aren't surging as they once were, they remain supported by diverse income streams like hunting leases and energy development. However, with net farm income projected to tighten this year, buyers are becoming much more selective as seen in recent auction results across the state. In the eastern half of the state, we've seen some of the highest prices. In Marshall County, a 148-acre tract of dryland recently brought $11,360 per acre, while other mixed tracts in the county sold between $3,840 and $7,252. Washington County also saw a significant sale with 127 acres of dryland and meadow bringing $9,850 per acre. Moving towards the center of the state, Pottawatomie County recorded a sale of 100 acres of pasture and hay ground at $7,600 per acre. In Cloud County, a 201-acre tract of dryland and meadow sold for $3,880 per acre. As we move west, prices reflect the different water and soil profiles. In Decatur County, dryland quarter sections are bringing around $2,950 per acre, while irrigated hunting ground nearby sold for $2,500. Further west in Wichita County, open dryland and grassland sold in a single tract for $1,550 per acre. In Finney County, a large block of 1,100 acres of dryland was auctioned in four tracts, with prices ranging from $2,900 to $3,300 per acre. Finally, in Logan County, high-capacity irrigated ground sold for $2,100 per acre, while adjacent dryland brought $1,950. These numbers prove that while the market is stabilizing, high-quality dirt and water access still command a premium. With real estate making up 80% of total farm assets, these benchmarks are critical for every producer's balance sheet this year. The next land auction sale report for the state of Kansas is expected to be released next month in March.
Save time with the Smart Hub app from TCEC, because life shouldn't have to stop when your bills are due. Get the Smart Hub app today and set up reoccurring automatic payments so you can get back to what's most important. It's smart, simple, and easy. Learn how to save time today at tcec.coop. Click on Register for online access in the login box on our website and get started today. And it's all with your Tri-County Electric Co-op. Find them online again at tcec.coop.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Harsh winters in our area can drive up your energy costs. Protect your home and wallet this year by stopping at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Seal drafty windows and doors with weather stripping and draft stoppers. Grab durable window and door wrap or new ductwork and replace your furnace filter for improved energy efficiency, lower repair costs, and a more comfortable home. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to protect your home and stay warm this winter.
The price of crop fertility is high this year, but there are several practices that can help lower your fertilizer bill on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 704. Right-sized, approachable, easy to drive, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. And right now, get up to $1,500 in Honda bonus bucks on select Pioneer 700 models, plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Farmers are figuring out how to pay for the high cost of fertilizers and understand what's ahead down the road. A lot of factors come into nitrogen management. Decreasing your investment on fertilizer may not be an option, but how do you keep that investment where it's intended? The practices you put in place can help now and down the road. Sean Hoke is the U.S. corn herbicide product lead for Syngenta. He says one way is to focus on early season weed control and increasing residual rate so weeds don't compete for light, water, nutrients, and space.
Nutrients is a key one here. We recently did some studies with the universities and internal trials. I crunched the numbers and the economic impact from letting 2 to 4 inch weeds grow before you manage them is $24 an acre at current prices. So just applying maybe a little bit earlier or even increasing your rate of your current herbicide a little bit more to control more of your weeds can have a real economic benefit this year.
Do a soil test if it's been a few years since you've done one.
There's a lot of factors that come into nitrogen management, and I really think understanding what's in your soil, making sure that you're counting what you got from the soybean crop, if that's what you had the year before. Again, keeping the fields clean, planting early. Those are all things that you can do that are in control. Even disease management and plant performance, fungicides have been shown to help increase nitrogen use efficiency.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about practices that can help reduce fertilizer costs at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and you can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
KNDY.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The question of if the cattle herd has started rebuilding and retaining heifers has been consistent for a while. Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel discusses key numbers he saw in the recent cattle inventory report from the USDA. He comments on what the overall cattle numbers are for the United States.
It basically says that we have continued to extend the story we've been telling for about 3 or 4 years now, in that the industry technically got a little bit smaller again in 2025. So the January 1 all cattle inventory comes in. It's actually, it rounds to 100% of last year. It's fractionally smaller. But the beef cow herd, which is one place where we're really focused, came in smaller than last year. That's a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought it might actually be fractionally higher. I'm not overly surprised that it's a little smaller, but what it says now is that 2025 wasn't the cyclical low. 2026 might be, but now we're going to have to wait till next year before we could confirm that. So we're going to continue to move forward, trying to figure out where the bottom is in this cattle cycle.
Retaining heifers is a key factor for growing the herd, and Peel says how they compare to previous years.
The replacement heifers came in about 0.9% higher than last year, which is up. So you can take that as a positive that maybe we are beginning a little bit of heifer retention, but that's nowhere near the kind of number that would suggest we've got any growth in the immediate future.
He explains how the calf crop size will impact prices.
You know, the July report had a projection for the 2025 calf crop at 33.1 million head. And if you look back in history, that would have been the smallest calf crop since 1941. This is the total calf crop, so it includes both beef and dairy animals. The January report now comes in with the calf crop even smaller than that, a little bit smaller yet, 32.9 million head. So again, you know, the industry continues to have very, very tight cattle supplies. Going forward, we're going to continue to support these prices. Our projections or our feelings all along that we had higher prices yet ahead of us are certainly supported by this report.
That was Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel with highlights from the recent USDA cattle inventory report and how they can affect the future cattle herd and its prices. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Since 1935, farmers have relied on sales and service from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn. Your certified AGCO Gale, Gleaner, Husqvarna, and Massey Ferguson dealer, Kuhlman can service tractors and farm equipment as well as automotive. They'll keep you going with any job around the farm, stocking hardware, parts, electrical, and plumbing supplies, as well as custom-made chains and hydraulic hoses. Count on Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day over in the grains market, there's been a turnaround as those numbers have had a massive jump into the green and now they are mixed to mostly higher across the board. And over in the seeds market, a similar story. Those bean numbers quickly turn things around. They are now well into the green for mixed to mostly higher across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be all in the green and the hogs are still mostly in the red. In the corn market, March corn now unchanged at 428 and 3 quarters. May is also unchanged at 437 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March is now up 9 and a quarter at 539 and 3 quarters. May is up 8 and 3 quarters at 552 and 3 quarters. In the oats market, March oats up 3 and 3 quarters at 306 and a quarter, with May up 3 and a half at 309 even. In the bean market, March beans up 4 and 3 quarters at 1127 even. May up 4 and a half at 1142 even. Soybean meal for March up 310 at 303.90, with May up 270 at 308.50. Soybean oil for March up 9 cents at 56.50.
$57.38. May is also up 9 cents at $57.83. In the canola market, March canola down $3.90 at $6.6340, with May down $3.40 at $6.7460. In the cotton market, March cotton up 36 cents at $61.95, with May up 20 cents at $63.98. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, and the U.S. dollar index for March is slightly in the red, down to 96.67, but the June USDI in the green up 3 cents at 96.46. The euro for March is slightly in the red, down to $1.19, and the same goes for the June euro in the red, down to $1.19. The Japanese yen for March is in the green, up to 65 cents, and the June yen is in the green as well, but at 66 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the Dow ticks lower as investor enthusiasm for better-than-expected jobs data wanes, with the Dow Jones down 92 points at 50,095, the S&P 500 up 4 points at 6,946, and the NASDAQ down 29 points at 23,072.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience from starting in the 1940s, Hydro Resources has been drilling and servicing wells for commercial and irrigation needs. With 15,000 wells drilled and counting, we are determined to help you with all your water well drilling needs and service. Give Hydro Resources a call at 620-227-2389 or check them out online at hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, the safe way to your water well drilling needs.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free.
A salute during National FFA Month from Titan Manufacturing, United Bank and Trust, and Wanklin Oil.
Hello, I am Johnny Bolkin. I'm a junior at the Marysville High School. I'm the junior reporter for the FFA, and I have been in the FFA for 3 years. My favorite activity in the FFA to compete in is probably agronomy, because I like to learn about crops, and I'm into crops, I like that stuff. And one of the main benefits to being in the FFA is you get to learn about agriculture all across the country. And when I tell people to get them involved in the FFA, is I tell them you gotta make new friends. I've met a lot of friends on all our FFA trips. I've met new people. I enjoy talking to people. I've learned so much through the FFA, and it's just a great organization to be in and for people to join.
A salute during National FFA Month from Titan Manufacturing, United Bank and Trust, and Wanklin Oil.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Labor Department's look at January unemployment finds 130,000 jobs created last month, with gains in healthcare and construction and manufacturing showing signs of life. But the unemployment rate was virtually the same as December at 4.3%. Investors were not impressed with the numbers. The Dow Jones and the S&P went into the midday unchanged from their openings. Pressure on software stocks drove down the NASDAQ composite by a third of a percent. Paramount is keeping up the pressure, trying to buy Warner Brothers Discovery and offering shareholders extra cash for each quarter the deal fails to close. Warner Brothers had previously agreed to sell much of itself to Netflix. Starting in the spring, T-Mobile customers will be able to translate their phone calls to any of 50 different languages. T-Mobile says it will not save any recordings or transcripts of the translated calls. Free beta testing of the feature called Live Translation starts today. Jim Ryan, ABC.
KNDY.